Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Says that now it happened as they went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Please, I want you to underline divination. Divination, right? Divination. It comes from the word divine. It comes from the word heavenly. Or the word also means to foretell something. Okay? So, the spirit of divination is a religious spirit. A religious spirit is a spirit that loves religious things, including the word of God, but has no backing from the Holy Spirit. So, look at verse 17. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." There is a demon talking. A religious demon, because it's a religious spirit, it loves spiritual things. It loves the word of God. And so, he says that Paul and his friends are the servants of God, and they are proclaiming to us the way of salvation. Now, verse 18. And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, please underline greatly annoyed, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. Please, I want you to underline greatly annoyed. And the question is that, why was Paul annoyed? Why should you be annoyed? Because what these people are saying is true. Not so. Are you not servants of the Most High? You are. Are you not proclaiming the way of salvation? You are. So why should Paul be annoyed? Because this woman was continually following Paul and his friends and saying that they are men of God. They are true men of God. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this girl who had the spirit of divination was a very popular person in town. People knew her because she was always telling people what will happen to them prophetically. And it happened. And so, she was making a lot of money. It wasn't as if what she said wasn't true, wasn't coming to pass. It was coming to pass. That is why she was making the money. Otherwise, nobody would give her money for it. So this girl, following the apostle all around and saying that they are servants of the Most High God, they are proclaiming to us the way of salvation, it shouldn't get Paul annoyed. After all, through the testimony of this spirit, this demon, who is speaking the true word of God, people could be born again. Because she was creating a good platform for Paul. So that when Paul gets up and he is preaching, even this popular girl says that he is a man of God. And what he's saying is the way of salvation. So the question is that, why should Paul be annoyed? Paul was annoyed and cast the spirit out because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need the word that is spoken without the backing of the Holy Spirit. Because what happens is that it turns people to become religious after their kind. Because everybody will bring forth after his kind. So if Paul allows this religious spirit to create a wonderful platform for him to preach the gospel, what is going to happen is that a religious spirit is going to affect the people who hear Paul's gospel, what he preaches. So Paul shut this girl up by casting out the devil. By casting out the devil. Because God doesn't want us just to get people born again by speaking the truth or the right word. He wants the backing of the Holy Spirit, the energy of the Holy Spirit in prayer for the word of God to work in the lives of those people. If the word of God, the water, and the energy of the Spirit in prayer, the believer praying that people will get born again, if these two combine, then people will be born again properly to gain an awareness of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because we always bring forth after our minds. So we need to always, always ensure that we are using the Spirit of God to pray for the salvation of people. So when we pray and pray that people get born again and we preach the gospel unto them, these people will gain an awareness of the kingdom of God. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit in God's kingdom. Let's go back to John chapter 3 and then verse 8. John chapter 3 verse 8. He says that the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. If people are born of the water, the word of God, and the Spirit helping us in prayer for them to be born again, what happens is that they take on the nature of the Holy Spirit. So wherever the Holy Spirit is moving, these people who are born not just of water but also of the Spirit are going to move along with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Not the religious spirit. Because every word has got a spirit behind it. Are we going to just get people born again by preaching the word of God unto them without allowing the Holy Spirit to energize us to go down on our knees and get them born again by the Spirit, so that when we preach unto them, they fulfill fully what Jesus Christ said will enable us to enjoy kingdom life. That is to be born of water and of the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, I have taken my time to teach you this so that you know that there are some people whose seeding is wrong. In other words, the way that they are as believers is not right. You know, they may know the word of God, they may believe the word of God, but they may not have been born again by people, that is believers, going down on their knees and praying that they are born again. So, such people as that, the foundation of their belief is defective. Not because they don't have the truth of the word of God, but because the energy of the Holy Spirit was not involved in they getting born again. People like that cannot really understand kingdom issues. People like that cannot really gain an awareness of the kingdom of God. People like that cannot really know that being born again is for kingdom life. People like that love church. They come to church. They understand the word of God, but they never are able to understand kingdom issues. People like that are not able to move with the Holy Spirit wherever the Holy Spirit is going. That is why we need to pray that people will be born again for kingdom life. For kingdom life. So that we will have believers who take responsibility for what is going on around. There is no king who waits for things to happen. Every king must make things happen. You see, if believers are going to make things happen, we are going to have all of the things that God has promised unto us becoming a reality. We are not sitting down and have our arms folded and waiting to go to heaven, but we understand kingdom life, that is a life of responsibility, because we are properly born again. So that is what we need to pray. We need to pray that people will become properly born again so that they can enjoy kingdom life. They can be able to live out that life of responsibility God has called believers to live. Amen. Good. Now, the fifth prophetic prayer point we want to talk about is praying for ministerial changes. Praying for ministerial changes. In other words, for changes to occur as far as ministry is concerned. Ministry of believers must change. We need to pray that there will be a shift from the pulpit to the pew, where we have ordinary disciples working the works of God commonly. I want us to look at the book of Luke chapter 10 and then verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. I want to do this in about 5 minutes or so, and we will take some few questions and pray. Luke chapter 10, and then verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Hallelujah. Right. Now Jesus Christ had just sent out 12 apostles in Luke chapter 9. Look at Luke chapter 9 verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples. Of course, we know they are the apostles because they are 12. Together, and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So these 12 go. And then in chapter 10 verse 1 says, after these things, He took 70 others. These 70s were not apostles. They were not in the fivefold ministry. They were ordinary disciples. And they were to go to the places where he himself was going to follow on to go.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So you see that Jesus really wants us to pray. Look at verse 2. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few." Who are these laborers? The laborers Jesus was referring to are ordinary disciples. They are not the fivefold. They are not the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. They are the ordinary disciples. So he says that pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. So which people are to go into his harvest? Ordinary disciples. See, but in the church, that is what God has designed things to be. He has designed that ordinary disciples will go out into the harvest. And we need to pray that this thing becomes a reality for the church. That's a ministerial change. The major ministerial change that must take place is for ordinary church people, church members, if you like, to be involved up to their neck, laboring in the harvest. Not just the pastor and a few people, but laborers to enter into God's harvest. And look, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said we should pray it. Pray that it happens. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we ask ourselves questions. Like, I read this some time ago, and I asked myself, "God, you know that the harvest is ripe. You want people born again. Why don't you send people? Why are you asking us to pray that you will send laborers? When you see that laborers must be sent, why should we come in?" Ladies and gentlemen, we have to come in because until we pray that, "Lord God, let this prophetic thing take place, that ordinary church members are involved in the work of the ministry," we will not have it happening. We have to pray it, that God send the, let the ordinary church members labor in the harvest. We have to pray that, "Lord, let there be a ministerial changes." You know, and look, Jesus said that these people were supposed to go to places where he himself will go later. Wow. It was these 70 people who dislodged the devil from his heavenly place, and he came falling like lightning on the earth. Look at verse 21. Verse 21. We see God's design. Verse 21. "In that hour," this is after the 70 ordinary disciples had gone and preached the word, and demons were cast out and all that, and they came back rejoicing. Jesus said, "Don't rejoice that the demons are served, but that your names are written in heaven." Look at verse 21. "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babies.'" Who are these babies? The 70 disciples, the ordinary church members. God says that. Jesus says, God has hidden the marvelous things, casting out devils and healing the sick and all that. He has hidden it from the wise and the prudent, and he has rather revealed them to ordinary church members, to babies. And listen to how Jesus ended it. He says that, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. So Jesus says that, look at the whole scene. What my Father deems good in his sight is for ordinary church members to go out there and take over the harvest and get people born again. Even places where the fivefold ministry have not gone, they should go there, and God is going to do mighty things with them, because God has designed it so. Even so, Father, because it seemed good in your sight. That is why in Acts of the Apostles, we see ordinary disciples moving out to places where even the apostles are not gone. In Acts chapter 8, Philip, he went to Samaria and he turned the whole city upside down. And Philip was not in the fivefold ministry. Philip was, we call him a deacon, but the Bible doesn't call him a deacon. We call him church elder, but the Bible doesn't call him a church elder. The Bible said that they were disciples who were called, about seven of them, to serve tables. And afterwards, he went to Samaria and he turned the whole city upside down. And they invited the apostles from Jerusalem that, come, something is happening in Samaria. Because ordinary disciple had gone out and turned the whole city upside down. Why? Because this is what seemed good. This is God's design. As it happened in the first church, that is how God prophetically wants it to be before Jesus Christ comes. Let's look at a final example in Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11 and then verse 19. Acts 11 verse 19, ministerial changes. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who when they were come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Ladies and gentlemen, that scattering persecution that took place scattered the rest of the church, minus the apostles. The apostles, the 12 of them, were still in Jerusalem. Now those who were scattered, they went everywhere preaching the gospel to Jews, and then to Hellenists, half proselytes, you know, half Jews and half Greeks and all that. They preached the gospel unto these ones, and God's hand was with them, and many people believed. And then the news got to the apostles, and the apostles sent people after them. God is saying that prophetically, he wants ordinary people to go ahead of places where the so-called men of God, or where powerful people that we call are supposed to go. This is God's design. And that is what we need to pray, that God will send for laborers, ordinary disciples, into his harvest, so that there comes a ministerial change, so that the hand of God will be revealed in a greater way for the harvest of souls. Hallelujah. These are two prayer points
that we need to pray about. We need to pray for people to be born again, for kingdom life. And we need to pray for ministerial changes to take place.
Hallelujah.
Wow. These are things that Jesus, that concerns Jesus. And when we seek them in prayer, all these other things will be added up unto us. Let's bow our hearts. I want you to pray and thank God for His word and pray for yourself. Ask God that the Spirit, this grace to pray prophetically, will come upon your life so that you will seek first the kingdom of God. What God has ordained is what you will seek. And God will add all the short term, all other things unto your life. I want you to pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name for your table. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have destined for us. Thank you for what you have destined for your church. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for community changes. Lord God, new things to come up, even to the surprise of the leaders of people groups. Oh, Lord Jesus, because you have sprinkled the nations. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for the things that you are going to do, oh Lord, even in our communities. Even as we rise up to pray prophetically, the Lord God, new things spring up. All that we have not considered, that our leaders have not considered. Lord Jesus, we pray that, Lord, even as we rise up to pray, that people are born again, even for the life of the kingdom, for the life of kings, for the life of responsibility. Dear Lord God, we have people being born again of the water and of the Spirit. We'll rise up, O Lord God, and take responsibility that you gave unto man in the very beginning to have dominion and a kingdom over the earth. Even the Lord God, your kingdom will come everywhere. That we have believers rising up, oh Lord God, being born again and gaining awareness of the kingdom from the very onset, dear Lord, that they will rise up and Father God, they will go forth as the laborers. And Lord God, you are going to do great things with them. Your hand is going to be with them. Even as they go out, dear Lord Jesus, Lord God, creation will experience a liberation that, Lord God, you have prophesied about. Oh Lord, even as you manifest these ones, Lord, as they reign in this life as kings, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my Father God, we honor you, Lord, for the things that you have prophesied about, you have said will come to pass. Thank you for ministerial changes. Thank you for community changes. Thank you, dear Lord, for the things that you have planned for us. May we pray them, Lord God. May they come to pass. And Lord God, may you bring all these things even to pass in our lives. We honor you for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.